If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we finish this last full week before we begin Lent. Let us celebrate the joy that you give us and remember this joy as we grow through Lent and Easter and we return back to ordinary time in June. Let us always be filled with your Spirit and know that your glory is always with us. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is in fact Friday of the fifth week of Ordinary Time. Obviously, next week we're going to be in the sixth week, and then we'll see where we return to that in June. We're going to return, I think, probably the seventh. And so this is the end of the last full week before we begin the season of Lent, which is always a fascinating season. And this year, of course, we're looking at the Gospel of Mark. Now, today, the first reading comes to us from 1 Kings, as we looked at 1 Kings all week. And we're starting to see exactly what I was talking about yesterday. Remember what I said is we saw that Solomon started practicing idolatry. And when you practice idolatry, things start to go wrong. And this is something that is part of what's going on now in the readings. But let's talk about it here within our own society. What happens is, if we are humble before the Lord and we seek to do the Lord's will, and I mean this on a very profound level, one of the things that you will find in, we'll say, the Protestant community and all the Christians who are not Catholic, I'll put it that way, and then in the Catholic community, you see a similar practice, but with different documents. So, there's nothing really bad about this, but it's something that we need to look at. In the other communities, the non-Catholic communities, they practice what is known as sola scriptura, and there's all different definitions about it, but basically they take all of divine revelation from the Bible. Now, if we look further, we see in the Catholic community, there are people that do the same thing, except they add to it Catholic documents. But when we learn from the teachings of people like St. Augustine, the Lord wanted us to understand his truth and his words more deeply for each generation that existed. So the first generation understands who Jesus is, and the second generation seeks to know more. And their knowledge of Jesus deepens because of what they learned from the first generation, and that continues all the way down these 2,000 years. So what people understood in the first generation is now understood at a deeper level in the last generation, which is what we are, with the last generation before I do this radio show. I'm not talking the end times. Okay, so we understand that. So it builds upon what we've understood before. So one of the things St. Augustine said is he said that that's what he wanted the people to do. He said, there's a reason why Jesus never, now I'm not necessarily quoting Augustine, but there's a reason why Jesus never wrote anything down. And his major concern was that if everything was written down, then there wouldn't be any more deepening of the thought that Jesus would have taught to the people who came and followed him. So we'd have to learn through our prayer relationship, through our study of the scriptures, through our study of who Christ is, through our mystical experiences as well. And all of that, we'd have to learn a deeper understanding of who we are and who Christ is in our lives and how Christ's reality in our lives defines who we are and all of that. So that was a really important point that we would have learned from St. Augustine, and St. Thomas Aquinas quotes it as well. So what am I trying to explain here? So our understanding each generation is more profound, and that's why when I'm talking about living as humble servants of the Lord, which is what I did yesterday, I'm not talking necessarily following the scriptures word by word. I'm talking about using the scriptures to help us to understand these deeper truths, which is what St. Augustine talked about, that we seek to understand. And the same thing with church teaching. Well, that's an important consideration. So our understanding has to be deeper. Now, if we go back to this first reading, which we will on the other side of the break, we can understand that within that whole context. In the meantime, you're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. We'll be back right after this. So I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, I'd like to extend to you a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every Sunday. Now, understand that that is our chanting Mass, and so, you know, it's coming up to Lent, and you might say, well, maybe I should do something, which is what I said that got me back to church. Maybe I should do something for Lent. Well, that's one thing, to get back to church. Now, you might say, well, I want to go to St. Anthony's just to see what that's like. Well, feel free to do that, but if you're not ready to contribute, that's okay. We still want your presence. But you might say, well, you know, I'm really self-conscious and I don't want people to be staring at me and they see the basket goes by me and I don't put anything in. No one's really staring at you. No one's looking, but you can feel that way. So what I'd like you to do is write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection basket. No money, just that. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. But do not throw the stone. By the way, our website is ST for stanthonyalston.org. So we're back and we're talking about that reality. So what happens is that in today's reading, the Lord is telling Jeroboam that he's going to split Solomon's kingdom. And why did that happen? Because Solomon engaged in idolatry. And what happens, and we're seeing something similar happen in our society, when people engage in idolatry, they turn away from the wisdom of the Lord and they seek only human wisdom, and human wisdom is not good enough, is not sufficient, it's not powerful enough to run the world in peace and justice. And that's why we need to be humble before the Lord personally. We can always call other people to do that, but that really doesn't make any sense if we're not doing it first. And really, the best way to call other people to seek the Lord is to seek the Lord ourselves and let them see the truth. So that's an important consideration. So what happens is, because Solomon has practiced idolatry, then what he's going to do is he's no longer going to rely on the wisdom that he received from the Lord. And whenever that happens, you have people following strictly human wisdom of one form or another, and things will ultimately go wrong and it will cause great division. And that's what's happening right now. Now, causing division isn't necessarily a bad thing, because Jesus said he came to cause division, but it is a bad thing if the source of division is people thinking that they understand the way the world should be, when in fact what they need to do is think in ways that they understand the Lord wants the world to be. Do you understand that radical difference? So that's one of the things we want to look at, is that simple understanding, knowing that the Lord is, you know, when we seek the Lord, we seek after his wisdom. That's why it's so important to realize that the most important thing you can do every day is to pray. The most important thing you can do every week is to go to church, because you want to be in touch with the Lord who has called you to share with you his wisdom. And if you decide to rely on your own wisdom, then you're going to walk down a path that's going to lead to foolishness. Remember, the definition of a fool in the Bible is someone who believes, someone who says there is no God. So who are they going to rely on for the deepest of wisdom? They're going to rely on themselves. And that's an important consideration. And remember what I was also saying yesterday about St. Augustine, that St. Augustine taught everyone that we understand the truths more deeply every generation. So now, 2,000 years later, we have the opportunity to understand the truths more deeply. That's why he said that Jesus didn't write anything down. It's so that we'd be able to understand the truths more deeply over the centuries. And so that's going on too. So we put all that together and realize that we can look in our society today and realize the importance of seeking the Lord. Now, some people will say, well, we've got to get other people to seek the Lord. No, start with yourself. A great line to use, even though it has nothing to do with God, is from Tip O'Neill, who used to be the Speaker of the House and was representative from Massachusetts. I think he was from South Boston, but I'm not sure. Remember, all politics is local. We'll take that within the context of what Christ is calling us to do to build a just society. It all starts with ourselves, each one of us seeking to do the will of God and relying on not on human wisdom, but on divine wisdom. And the more people who do that, the more just society they will build. So if we want to really build a just society, we have to lead people to understand the justice and truth of God. But if we force them to do it, it's not going to work. We'll talk more on Monday. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed week. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.